cercano del río. Hasta que son pequeñas. Cuando desde que son pequeñas, nuestras figuras old timers, nuestras figuras dating for a long time. But it is very important to keep this beginner's mind. Have you heard about a book, the title of which is Beginner's Mind? You heard of it? Read it? No? There is a book, the title is Zen Mind, Beginner's Mind. I read that book a long time ago. It's a very good book. And it is also very important to really have a beginner's mind, open mind. The beginner mind is ready to receive anything. Open. If you think that, oh, I know everything, then you stop learning. So I train myself also to have this beginner's mind. Always open. Learning, always learning. Learning has no end. You'll be learning until you die. It's a process. It goes on and on. So, all of us are, in some ways, beginners. So to open tonight, I would like to read or recite a few things. It's from a book that I have read, Dare to Connect, written by Susan Jeffers. It's a very good book. If you can find a copy, buy it, have it, read a few pages a day, every day. It will make a big difference in your life. It's not just another book about making friends. It's a very deep and meaningful book. It's first how to make friends with yourself. Then you later learn how to make friends with others. And some of her sentences are very deep and meaningful and very simple. So it's in a way practicing loving kindness meditation or acceptance meditation, whichever way you might be calling. I'll read a few lines slowly. Repeat that in your mind. You don't have to say it out, but repeat that in your mind and really feel it, make it real. So the other day I talk about participating. So for example, if you read a story book, you really get what the author is trying to say. You have to participate in the story. You have to imagine that you are the characters in the story. And you feel their joy, you feel their sadness, you feel their frustration, you feel their depression even sometimes. What about this? You identify with the character. But you know that you are not the character. But in some ways, you participate in it. Then you really understand it. So whatever you experience, if you participate in it, then you understand it very deeply. If you just hear the word and think the word and don't participate in it, it has no meaning. The meaning, real meaning is not in the word. So there are two levels of meaning. One level of meaning is called in Pali, saddhatta. Saddhatta means grammatical meaning. Saddha means sound. And in Pali it means grammar also. Sound and grammar are the same in Pali. Saddha means sound, saddha means grammar. And artha means meaning. So you hear the sound, and you've learned what this sound means. So you understand it grammatically. There's another level of meaning which is called sabhavatta. Sabhava means nature, natural, real. So another meaning is natural meaning, real meaning. So first you hear this word and understand it grammatically, and then later you go beyond the word and understand the reality of it. This is very important, understand the reality of it. So to understand the reality, we have to live, it becomes part of ourselves. So to live the teaching is very important. Not just to think, not just to recite, but not just to read. I'll recite, I'll read for you, one line after another, very slowly. You recite that in your mind, primarily, and feel it, then you make it real for you. Only when you make it real, it will have effect on you. It can change your attitude, change your mind. If you don't make it real for you, if you don't live it, you just hear it and forget it. It will not have much effect on you. But even if you secure it, you remember it, although at the moment you might not be able to tune into it and make it real for you, if you remember it, and whenever you remember it again, later, in the future, if you recite that in your mind, you try to make it real for you, tune into it, slowly and slowly, it will become real for you, and it will have even good effect on you. So, we teach about metta very much. On Sunday, we recite metta sutra every Sunday. Loving kindness, we talk a lot about loving kindness. It is very important. It is the foundation of our life. It is the foundation of our practice. Without metta, we cannot survive. Without metta, we cannot practice any other higher spiritual practice. Metta, loving kindness, is the foundation of our life, of our practice. So the first line is, I acknowledge your presence. Your presence, all of you. I acknowledge your presence. You are just like me, a human being. Older or younger doesn't matter. Man or woman doesn't matter. You are like me. You are a human being. I acknowledge your presence. Really feel it. We need to acknowledge each other. The object of acknowledging open dummies. The object of acknowledge. What is neglect or ignore? Ignore, okay. So, how do you feel when somebody ignore you? Just pretend that you are not there. Especially in your home or with your friends, if they just ignore you, if they just pretend that they don't see you, they don't know that you are there, how would you feel? So, I told you a few times ago, before, when I walk on the street and somebody smiles at me, I feel very happy. And he says hello to me, and he's very happy. And people say good morning, because usually I go out and walk in the morning. People say good morning. I feel so happy. It's a gift, which is very precious. Very precious. Somebody say good morning to me. He also acknowledged me as a human being. I look very different because I wear different clothes. But take away the clothes. I'm just a human being, just like you. My face might look different because I'm a Eurasian. So I look like an Asian, but I'm still a Eurasian. So anyway, how I look doesn't matter. How you look doesn't matter. You might look beautiful, or maybe just plain. You might look, the color might be white. Maybe yellow, maybe brown, maybe dark, maybe it doesn't matter. The color doesn't matter. Maybe you're a man or a woman, old or young, that doesn't matter. You are a human being, just like me. When I feel happy, it's just like you feel happy. Your happiness and my happiness, not much difference. Your sadness and my sadness, not much difference. Your joy and my joy, not much difference. The quality is the same. So would be the desire that gets in your heart, from your heart, very deeply. Acknowledge your present. Each one of you here. Acknowledge your presence. Even though I don't touch you with my hand, I touch you with my mind. So, as a monk, we very rarely touch people, even each other monks. We very rarely touch people. And even though we don't touch them with our hands, you touch them with your heart. And that is more important than after a while we learn to touch people with our look. We can look a person and really touch the person. Yes, you are there, I know. I know how you feel. This is very important. Sometimes we touch each other with our hands, but we don't touch each other with our heart. And although we are in contact physically, our heart warms apart, and that makes us feel very lonely. So, I talk about loneliness quite a lot, because I was very lonely. For many, many years I was very lonely. I cannot touch anybody, nobody can touch me. Slowly, I learned to understand people, get close to people, touch them, let them touch me. I open myself and let them know, this is me. So quite a few times I talk about myself, some of them very painful and ugly stories. But I really want most of my friends know, this is me, this is real me. Not just a picture, not just a painting, not a statue. A person with feelings. So, I feel very grateful whoever acknowledge my presence. For the acknowledgement, I feel very grateful and very happy it nourishes me. So I acknowledge your presence. Think of that. Feel it. Make it real. Each of us here, each of you, I don't know the name, but I know you. And another one, even more important. But if we cannot be the first one, it will be very hard for us to be the second. I salute our humanness. I salute our humanness. Humanness, we are human. And our humanness, I salute, I pay respect. It's very deep and meaningful. If you can really feel it, in the beginning, I think it might really shake you. You'll be shaken. You salute our humanness. So, I talk about having a big mirror near the bottom of the Buddha image. If you have a Buddha image at home also, if you respect the Buddha, if you bow down to the Buddha, I advise many of my friends, there's a big mirror. And every time you bow down to the Buddha, what are you doing? You're also bowing down to yourself. And in the mirror, the image is also bowing down to you. And you're bowing down to the image also. Make it real. It's not a funny thing. Don't think it is funny. This is what a human being should do. That's why we are here. For some of my friends, some of my students who are meditators, they meditate, and then when their mind becomes very calm and still and clear, their mind is free from anger, free from greed, free from lust, free from frustration, free from depression, free from sadness, all those things free. The mind becomes very clear, calm, and peaceful, and pure. The mind of my student said, for that moment, for that mental state, I salute myself. Can we salute ourselves? If we can, we are very lucky. So, I salute our humanness. I really respect our humanness. Human beings are spiritual beings. No matter what people are doing, they might be alcoholics, or they might be drug addicts, they might be doing something horrible, but deep down, they are spiritual. And just because they have not developed their spirituality, they are doing all these horrible things. If we develop our spiritual nature, we will not do that. We will be very happy and satisfied with ourselves. Just eating some plain vegetarian food or anything. Just very plain food, living in a plain cabin, we will still be very satisfied with ourselves. Nothing else can really make us satisfied with ourselves in our life. It is only by developing our spirituality that we will feel satisfied with ourselves, satisfied with our life, no matter what happened in our life. So a lot of painful experiences happen to me. So I understand that it happened to others too. So whenever other people have very painful experience, I can sympathize with that person or empathize with that person. So going through life is a very painful process. Anyway, you should learn from those painful experiences too. No matter what you have done, no matter what you are doing, you are human being. You are spiritual. So I salute our humanness. In a way, you think that I respect myself as I respect you. Another one, I welcome what you have to offer this world. I welcome what you have to offer this world. Each of us has something to offer. We can. We always can. Whether in a big way or in a small way, it doesn't matter. Each of us can offer something to this world. So instead of asking, what can the world give me? Ask yourself, what can I give to the world? What can I give? How can I make the world a better place? I welcome what we have to offer this world. There are many things we can offer. Just like what I said a moment ago. Just saying hello if you are offering something. Just smiling at another person. Just nodding your head. Acknowledging. It's offering. So we have a lot to offer to each other. Just try to do that as much as possible. Even packing a cat or a dog, you are offering something. Even looking after a plant, growing a plant, you are offering something. Even picking up trash and putting it in the trash bin, you are offering something. You are making the world a better place. And this should be part of our meditation, part of our spiritual practice. So we have a lot to offer. We can offer much, much more than that. So I welcome what you have to offer this world. Tell yourself, I have a lot to offer. I can if I will. And another one. I hail the beauty in you. I hail the beauty in you. ऐसा वेद को यहाँ सिखाए जीव संसार अलग अलग बड़े वेद को deeper and deeper you find that there's beauty there, there's kindness, there's metta, compassion, in there. Attain the beauty in you. So if you develop your heart, the older you become, the more beautiful you become. I know a lot of old people here also, in Burma also. I took some pictures of very old people. But they look so beautiful, very kind and soft. They smile. It's a real smile. They're not just wearing a smile. It really comes from their heart. From having lived for a long time, understood and accepted. Here also I see some older people, very beautiful. So I hear the beauty in you. See the beauty in you. I hear the beauty in you. All of us are beautiful. Well, another line. I receive you with a loving heart. I receive you with a loving heart. Just imagine yourself stretching your arm and receiving somebody. Even in your imagination, just imagine yourself stretching your arms, welcoming, receiving another human being. I receive you with a loving heart. Most of the time, we keep the gate of our heart closed. No entry sign on there. Take that off. Open the gate. It very deeply. I receive you with a loving heart. It will make your heart very warm and soft. All of us need that quite a lot. We cannot love too much. So I repeat that again. I acknowledge your presence. You are there. You are being just like me. Whether you are old or young, whether you are man or woman, doesn't matter. Whether you are Asian or European, white, or yellow and brown, doesn't matter. I acknowledge your presence. I salute our humanness. I salute our humanness. I welcome what you have to offer this world. You have a lot to offer. It won't cost you much. In fact, the more you give away, the more it nourishes you. The more you give away kindness, the more you give away acknowledgement, the more it nourishes you. I hail the beauty in you. Not just beautiful face and beautiful body, just the beautiful heart. Kindness, compassion, are saying that deity in you. I receive you with a loving heart. Really feel it. And imagine you're receiving somebody with a loving heart. Even one person, maybe your parents, maybe your brothers or sisters, maybe your spouse, maybe your children, maybe your friends, and even strangers. Sometimes it's okay. Even to touch them, hug them. But very difficult to do that. So anyway, in your imagination, with an open heart and open arms, receive somebody. No matter how anyone reacts to me, I know I am a worthwhile person. Don't let anybody judge your worth. No matter what others think about you, how they think about you, no matter how anyone reacts to me, I know I am a worthwhile person. Do you feel worthwhile? Feeling of worthiness is very important. Worthy of friendship, worthy of kindness. I am a pleasure to know. Maybe sometimes you find it very difficult to really believe that. But keep trying. I am a pleasure to know. If you become really friendly and if you really feel open to another person, and if you really wish that person happy, I think 9 out of 10 persons will be very happy to see you. I leave one exception. Most people are willing to do that. If you are open, and if you are really kind, and if you don't judge people, they'll be happy to meet us. So, I am a pleasure to know. People who know me are happy. They are happier. So I know a lot of people who are now meditating for quite a few years. Before they meditated, they were very unhappy and very unfriendly most of the time. And they could not believe that people can really love them. So one person, after he meditated for a few years, became a very kind and peaceful person and found that other people, not relatives, loved him very much, happy to see him. And he said, when my relatives, my parents, my grandparents, my brothers and sisters, and my relatives love me, I thought, of course, because we are relatives. But when those people who are not my relatives love me, I felt very happy. I felt assured that I am a lovable person. It might take some time to really make it real and feel it. But anyway, keep trying. It's worth trying. Now I can feel this. When I was younger, I cannot feel that. I did not feel that even my parents really loved me. Although now I really love me in their own way. At that time I misinterpreted them quite a lot, which is quite natural for younger people to do. But now I know they love me. Although they could not understand me. So there was a lot of misunderstanding. I am self of who I am. I am proud of who I am. Are you ashamed of who you are? You don't need to. You are just a human being. It doesn't matter whether you have a big degree or not. It doesn't matter whether you have a lot of money or not. You are a human being. I am a lovable person. Keep that in your heart. It will become real. I am a lovable person. I have much to give. I have much to give. Even writing a letter, sending a postcard, it's giving. I bring light wherever I go. If you practice it, it will become real. If you practice meditation regularly, you will develop your spiritual qualities, your inner qualities, and it will become real for you. It might take some time. So keep this thought and keep thinking about it and develop it slowly. So for this meta meditation, I spend about half an hour. It's not much time actually. And here is something that I want to read to you again. And it is another letter from my younger daughter. I read a few letters from my elder daughter. This is a letter from my younger daughter. She's now about 22 and a half years old. So not very old. And she's meditating. And she is a beginner. The elder one has been meditating for quite a few years now. She started quite early, so she's been meditating for about 5 years. The younger one was not very interested in the beginning, so she started very late after she finished her college degree. Just to encourage younger people and beginners, so in the beginning she said, I write to you respectfully. So this is the way the girl needs to write to your parents, or to your monk, to your teacher. I received another of your letters. After reading your letter, I felt a lot of joy. So very happy to hear that family, after reading my letter, felt a lot of joy, even though it's my daughter. And my friend also sent a lot of facts from Singapore. So I skip some of the things and read the part about the meditation. And how many of you here can understand Burmese? Anybody understand Burmese? I know Sophie understands. Anybody else? No. So you're the only one who can understand Burmese. So anyway, he said, now I practice formal meditation. This is the word she used. Aku ani formal meditation do mana yonya lo lembar. This means now I practice formal meditation in the morning and also in the evening. So formal meditation means sitting in a place like this, in a formal posture, in a meditative posture, sitting like this, and regularly you set some time for that. Regularly at that time you do that. Every day, every day. So when you get into the habit of doing that, when the time comes, you stop whatever you are doing and then go meditate. So in the morning, it's better to meditate the first thing in the morning without you do anything, without even eating anything. If you feel really hungry, just drink a cup of milk or whatever quickly and meditate. informal meditation. And I also meditate, practice informal meditation throughout the day. So I read exactly what she wrote. Informal meditation guru, Sanita, Lokdo Nirenchima, Riku, Tang and Zumalu on Jura Pido Nirvana. I try my best not to lose mindfulness, yes? So trying to be mindful, sometimes you forget, but try again and again, so that you do not gain your mindfulness. Which means I try to maintain my mindfulness throughout the day, no matter what I'm doing. And because of that, people with whom I work together, some are older, some are younger, and some are of the same age, treated me with kindness, with love, and respect. So when you become calm and peaceful, naturally people love you and respect you and treat you kindly. So if we want another person to treat us kindly, the best thing we can do is to be calm and peaceful, to be happy. Not to judge another person. And also, in my relationship with other people, there isn't any problem. So exactly in Burmese, Nāpi ta'ūna ta'ī sasāyīmāle asinagīrī sura lōvāmashīrī. No conflict in my relationship. When I talk with people, I talk mindfully, so I make no mistake at all. Which means, how do you say that? I don't know how to say it. When she speaks, talks mindfully, she doesn't make mistakes. Therefore, my relationships with others are very smooth. Other people have their conflicts with each other, but I don't get caught in between them. So when you keep mindfulness, when you are mindful and calm and peaceful, you don't take sides. You are kind, you love them, respect them, but when other people get into a conflict, you don't get sucked into the conflict. So this is very important. You don't take sides, you don't get sucked into the conflict. Because you are mindful. So I'm reading these things to you just to show that, or in order to prove that, if you maintain your mindfulness throughout the day, it will improve the quality of your life in every way. Not just in one way, in every way. I'm free in my relationship with others. So you don't get attached to them. You don't become dependent on them. Because you are mindful, you are independent. You are kind, you are concerned about their well-being, but still you maintain your independence. When I'm not talking with other people and doing what I need to do, I try to do everything with my mindfulness as much as possible. Patik in Burmese means, it's like a Pali word, means mindfulness, awareness, consciousness. So I maintain my consciousness. I try to do everything as much as possible mindfully. And I like living that way. This is the best way to live, to be unmindful, to be absent-minded. It's really dull and painful way to live, very unproductive way of living, absent-mindedly, unmindfully living. So living mindfully is the best way to live. and I enjoy peace of mind more and more. This is just roughly I contain that. We can say that Yadavu, like Devi, Kinshasha, Kanga, Layadavu. So she feels the peacefulness of mind very strongly, very clearly. So she's a very young lady, a beginner. She can feel that now. So you can see, you can see. You have all the qualities, all the tools you need. You have the qualities. You only need to develop the qualities. You already have those qualities. Therefore, I promised myself that I will go on living every day mindfully, without missing a day. So she promised herself. This is also very important. Promise to yourself. I am going to live every day mindfully. And because of that promise, my meditation becomes more effective. You see, promise makes effective. If you really promise yourself, I will try my best to be mindful the whole day, every day. And if you do that with real honesty, if you do that wholeheartedly, it makes you become more mindful. So this is a very important point. Actually, this younger daughter, she doesn't talk much, she doesn't write much. Because of mindfulness, both my body and my mind becomes tranquil, and I feel that very clearly. And in my hostel, one elder sister, this is in Burmese, we call anybody elder than you, we call sister or brother. It's a very respectful way of calling. But that person is not a real sister. But he said, the elder sister who lives in our hostel said, this younger sister's face looks so peaceful. So people around her notice that. She doesn't become uptight or upset. So people notice that. And I also notice that too. My facial expression and the way I talk is not the same anymore. It has changed. It becomes more more relaxed, yes, more relaxed. So when you become more mindful, you become more relaxed. You're not in a hurry. You don't get agitated. See how effective it is if you can live your daily life like that every day. And I really like that change. And I know that I should try to make the mindfulness more a peaceful love. How do you say that? Very hard to translate Burmese into English. It means the gap in between one mindfulness and another mindful state become less and less compact. I don't know how to say that, and I hope you understand. But sometimes we forget, and after a long time we remember again. So he is trying to make that gap smaller and smaller, become more and more mindful. Continuous mindfulness, become continuously mindful. Now, the person, the lady with whom I share my room, is also becoming interested in meditation. And she is also beginning to meditate. So when you really meditate, when you become relaxed or in your manner, you don't look like I'm better, you're not. You don't say that. You don't even think about that. You just live very mindfully and peacefully. And people feel that and appreciate that. So another person also Don't you meditate? This is a very good way of teaching. And so she's also learning to meditate. She also listened to your Dhamma tapes. So Anthony has more than 100 hours of Dhamma tapes in Burma, more than 100 cassettes. I've brought about 50 here. And more than 100,000, maybe 800,000 copies distributed. So this person also is listening to one of my cassettes. I like the New Year's Eve. New Year's Eve, how do you say the New Year's Eve? Delight in work. New Year's Eve means delight. New Year's Eve means you're happy. You're happy in your job. And I have made a take on that. How to be happy in your workplace. What to do. Your relationship, your attitude to your work, your attitude to the people you work with. Be mindful of that moment to moment, every moment. So she's listening to that tape, and she says that it really talked about her. What I talked about in the tape was just what she needed. And those people I know, I talk about mindful living, as much as I can. And some of them are experimenting with it. They're very happy, very happy news. I thank you very much for giving me these Athena. Not knowledge actually. Athena. Teaching good things with them. I thank you very much for giving me this invaluable wisdom. And I love you more. From Bernice, the Lohna family, the family, the demon, the world, the earth, 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 the earth. So, this is a letter from a real person, and she's very young, she's a beginner, and meditating, and benefiting from that meditation. So if you really want to improve the quality of your life, if you really want to benefit from meditation practice, this is what you should do. Meditate at least twice a day in the morning and in the evening. Follow meditation. Sitting in a place depends on how much time you have or how much time you can make. If you are willing, you can make time. Maybe you need to give up something else. And maintain mindfulness throughout the day. Every day. If you expect, if you just sit for a few minutes a day and expect that that will improve the quality of your life all the time, which means that you meditate for 30 minutes, for example, and you become astronomical for 15 hours a day, you should become stronger. Any astronomical 15 hours will be stronger. Although, it is better than nothing. Even if you meditate for 10 minutes a day, it will affect your life. But if you meditate more, you will get more benefits from that. And that is the best thing you can do for yourself. Yes, that's what I'm going to talk about. That's what I'm going to talk about. You need a lot of time. Please be patient. And thank you very much for giving me so much time to talk. So this is a translation of Mahasatipatthana Sutra that I translated with the help of Udalinga. So we translated it together. And a lot of people bought a copy, and one copy went to America. So I received a letter from America. Here, greeting from Venerable Sir and brothers in the Dharma. Reading from America. Earlier this year, I came across your blended English translation of the Mahasatipatthana Sutra, the Great Discourse on Steadfast Mindfulness, copyrighted in 1986. It is the marvelous Dhamma good. And every personal meditator who has seen it believes it to be the best rendition they have ever used. Very happy to hear that again. The copious and clear explanatory notes are exceptional. We have a right livelihood project in Denver, that is in Colorado, America. I am writing to request permission to reprint this work. Any donations received are used for photocopying costs and miscellaneous expenses. I would be very grateful if you would kindly send your permission to reprint this Dharma offering as soon as possible. So I send my permission. Thank you very much for this exceptional Dharma gift. With all good wishes in sending much better. Respectfully, yours in the Dharma. Very, very happy to hear that. Somebody really appreciated what you did. You took a lot of work on it. So here's the translation. It's not a proper book. And in the introduction part, and this is very important, introduction part is very important. Please practice in accordance with this Mahasatipatthana Sutta so that you can see why it is acknowledged as the most important sutta that the Buddha taught. If you are really serious about meditation, if you are really serious about improving the quality of your mind and the quality of your life in every way, you need to study and practice it. Slowly and slowly, making the practice complete until your life becomes your meditation. Your life and your meditation become the same. Until you can say that my life is my meditation. So your life and meditation, they are not separate. Meditation is not part of your life. Meditation is your whole life. It can become. If you can do that, then you will know that your life is not the same anymore. So if you want something, you have to pay for it. You get as much as you give. If you are willing to do it yourself, your whole self, then you get quite a lot. So try to practice all the different sections from time to time as they are all useful. But in the beginning, start with something simple such as being mindful while walking or reading. Anything. You can start from anything. But slowly and slowly, you must practice mindfulness all the time, no matter what you are doing, no matter where you are, even in the toilet. So I'll leave that section for you. Practice meditation in the toilet. Because most people never thought about it. They think they need a special place to meditate. Although it's very good to have a special place to meditate. Very good. Okay? Or the mindfulness of in and out breathing. So you can do anything. You can begin from being mindful of breathing or being mindful of walking. It doesn't matter where you start. It doesn't matter from where you start. Then, as you practice these, you will be able to practice the other sections contained within the sutra, and you will find that all the four satipatthanas can be practiced concurrently. Very important. So we have tried very hard to translate this one. I hope many people use it. A sutra should be read again and again, as you will tend to forget its message. The message here in this sutra is that you should be mindful of whatever is occurring in the body and mind, whether it be good or bad, and thus you will become aware that all conditioned phenomena are impermanent, unsatisfactory, and not so. So this is the introduction part, and this is the introduction of the translation. But the introduction of the real sutra, I'll skip some of the parts that it's not really đó là cảnh anh giết nữa, anh giết nhiều thì riêng bữa đó đối thủ đối thủ mà thì có chỉ là ta không tin được mà actually bữa đó ta giết nhà gì cả thằng suy thế thì là lấy chi bỏ thì là lấy những good village market market town called Kamasa Dhamma to the villages, to the people in that town. In the Kuru country, which is in the northwest of India, the English, when they put record on of the sutras, Buddha talk about this thing, sometimes so that we can remember, and carry that teaching. Buddha said, basically, this is the one and the only way for the purification of the mind of beings for overcoming sorrow. For overcoming sorrow. Like that? Yes, we like to overcome sorrow and limitation for the cessation of physical and mental pain, for attainment of the middle path, and for the realization of Nirvana. This is the only path to be mindful always. Very simple, actually. And if you really practice it, then you know this is the truth. And in this two paragraphs, we have 11 notes. Not footnotes, but notes, the notes on the back of the book. So if you want, you can make a photocopy of this book and have it. I really want you to study it because you come here physically, you want to learn. But you have it. Note number 7, you can see. Cessation in Pali, which means Atthanga Maya, is generally translated as destruction. And we would not like that word destruction. We would change that word. We don't know exact meaning, which might wrongly imply an attack, an active attack on the physical and mental plane. So when we meditate, we don't attack anything, we don't try to eradicate anything. You just watch it. So how about the physical and mental pain seems due to lack of craving? Just as a fire is extinguished due to lack of fuel. So we are sitting near a fire, we're putting more fuel in the fire and complaining that it's hot, it's hot, it's hot. If we just stop putting more fuel in the fire, it will just burn out. So what we do is we want to put more fuel. Even if you attack it, you're putting more fuel in the attack. It just wants it very patiently. So this is a very important book on meditation. Very concise, very compact. Each word has very deep meaning. So all of you who are beginners and also long timers, I would advise you to study this sutra. There are many other translations too. In the library also, you'll find many translations. So any translation is good enough. So here Buddha says, what are these things? Here, in this teaching, a monk lives perceiving a union taking a body as just the body. Just the body. Not a being, not a self. So on the path of meditation, in the intersection in breathing, I have to skip so much, but I want to get a course on this. It will take a few weeks, but this time I'm giving another course, so I don't have enough time for this little. But when I get a chance, I will do that. So keeping his body erect and directs his mindfulness towards the object of mindfulness. Then only with keen mindfulness he breathes in, and only with keen mindfulness he breathes out. So you keep your mindfulness very focused on breathing. Breathing, breathing out. That's where we begin. Sitting very relaxed. Keep the whole body relaxed, except just enough energy and effort to keep the body straight and good. Otherwise, keep your shoulders relaxed, your face relaxed, your arms relaxed, legs, everything relaxed, breathing. pay all your attention to your breathing. All your attention. The air coming in, touching your nostril. Feel it. Feel it. This is the word very important. To feel it. Not to think about it. To feel it. And when the air goes out, you feel it. It touches your nostril. You can feel it going out. So to feel it, not to think about it. So, you know, you have heard a lot about breathing meditation. I've talked about it quite a few times. So just to give you some general ideas of how to be mindful throughout the day, right? So while going forward or while going back, just stay with clear understanding. So whether you are going to or coming back, no matter where, from where to where, you feel very mindful. So for example, you come from your home to this place. On your way, try to be mindful as much as possible. Taking each step, if you come by car, getting into the car, opening the door, getting inside, driving the door, and starting your car and driving it, all your movements, hands, legs, and then you reach here, you park your car, you shut off the engine, open the door, you come out of the car, close the door again, and you take one step to get into this place. So every step, be mindful. While bending or stretching his limbs, it does so with clear understanding. Bending or stretching. All the time we are bending and stretching. Little fingers, bending and stretching anytime. Moving, every time you move, you bend or you stretch. Because without bending and stretching, you cannot move. So this means be mindful of every movement, whether it's big or small, no matter which part of the body. Even when you blink your eyes. Movement. So when you become really mindful, you know that you are going to open your eyes. Even before you open your eyes. You know that when you open your eyes, you are aware of that. So be aware of every movement in your body. You can feel it. Feel the movement and be mindful of it. Start thinking. So even meditation. You eat 3 times a day, 3-4 times, eating, drinking. Without eating, drinking, chewing, and savoring, you just go with clear understanding. While meaning, here it comes, urinating or defecating. So you meditate even then. Nothing is left out from your practice. That's what I mean. Your life becomes an illusion. So while urinating or defecating, he does so with clear understanding. You are aware of the sensation. When you really want to urinate, it's so painful. The bladder is so full and tight. You can't wait anymore. So you go and urinate. At each step, you are aware of that. When you reach there, you urinate and you feel the tightness getting less and less, less and less, less and less. And you become more at ease in your life. Feel the whole process. While walking, standing, sitting, falling asleep, waking. So falling asleep means before you fall asleep, you are lying. Meditate. Maybe for 5 minutes, maybe for 10 minutes before you fall asleep. That's the time to meditate. So you cannot complain that you have no time to meditate. Waking. When you wake up in the morning, or maybe in the middle of the night, wake up. What do you do? Mindful breathing. Or when you want to stretch your legs, stretch your arms, or roll over to another side, you do that very mindfully. Sometimes you pull on the blanket again, do it mindfully. That's also the time to meditate. Maybe 1 minute, 2 minutes, 5 minutes, it doesn't matter how long or how short. And speaking. Oh. Have you ever practiced talking meditation? People think that when you meditate, you don't talk. But it is very important in the beginning to meditate silently until you develop very strong mindfulness. Then you talk, and still you can talk mindfully. Completely aware, completely mindful, you can talk. And you don't even think mindfully. Mostly, thoughts are just coming and going without any control. But when you become very mindful, thoughts become very disciplined. You can take mental, you can start thinking when you want to. You can grab yourself to some object, some idea. Okay? Speaking over the moment silence. Okay, now I'm talking to your silent. Just a few times for you to meditate. You are listening and you are meditating also. I am fully listening, the mind is not wondering too much, thinking too much. You are here. You hear the sound, you hear the words, you know the meaning. So this is also the time to meditate. While listening, while you are silent. So, I'll give you some general ideas. While experiencing a pleasant feeling, so you experience a pleasant feeling every now and then, you must know, I'm experiencing a pleasant feeling. But this is just an instruction. You don't need to tell yourself, I'm experiencing a pleasant feeling. You are aware of that. You are with the feeling. You take notice of the feeling. But to be aware is the most important thing. Not talking to yourself. While experiencing an unpleasant feeling, you know, I'm experiencing an unpleasant feeling. So when you experience a pleasant feeling, if you are not aware, three times, oh, I like it very much, I want it more. But when you are experiencing something unpleasant, you get upset, oh, I don't like this, I want to get rid of it. You might complain. You might blame other person. So whatever you see, whatever you experience, you are aware of that. So it could be bodily or it could be mental. So I want to make it very short to give you the general idea. And here, when the mind with greed arises, who knows this is a mind with greed? This is a mind with greed. Not my greed, not my mind. You have to pay close attention to you. You just watch the thought and see that this is your mind, or this is your consciousness, with greed. So we have this greed effect quite often. So whenever they come, the best thing you can do is to pay attention, to take notice of it, or in order to acknowledge it, like we did that moment ago, we acknowledge the thought, oh, this is it. This is greed, this is anger, this is pride, this is envy, this is jealousy. When it is what? Or this is metta, this is loving kindness, this is compassion, this is sadness. Whatever happens, take close attention and see the nature of it. First you see the nature of it. It's nature. So it could be wholesome or unwholesome. Even when you are meditating sometimes you feel very calm. You look into your mind and see, this is calmness. When you are very mindful, you look back at that and see that, see, this is mindfulness. So whatever happens, pay attention, take notice of it. That is meditation. So if you make it very simple, if somebody asks you, what is meditation? Meditation is paying attention to whatever is arising, whatever is happening now. That is meditation, very simple. Pay attention. Taking notice, acknowledging of whatever is happening in the body or in the mind, whether it is good or not. That is meditation. Very, very simple. If it can be just this simple, taking notice, paying attention, that's a lot. It's the whole practice actually. Although the object might change, it might be bodily movement or bodily sensation, it might be a thought, a feeling, no matter what, pay attention, that's meditation. In the beginning, we take one object and develop very strong mindfulness. Slowly and slowly, you pay attention to everything happening in your body, in your mind, all day, throughout the day. Yes, in the beginning, when you pay attention, you become tense. So it takes a lot of practice to become very relaxed and stay mindful. It takes a long time. That's why I told you many times before, Meditation itself can become very fixed. It can become very fixed. So try your best to relax as much as possible. And first of all, you can see that relaxed feeling. Did you see that? So you develop being aware of this relaxed feeling. This is another feeling. It is another kind of vedana, another kind of sensation. It's just one of the sensations. So when you get used to being relaxed, it is better than to move on to other things. So no matter how your life becomes, more or less there is some stress. It is impossible, almost impossible, not to have any tension in the body. But sometimes when you become a very strong samadhi, your mind goes beyond the body, which is hard to talk about. Only when you have experienced it, you know it. You don't see your body anymore. You don't see any sensation anymore. All you can be aware of is your mind. And it's very calm and peaceful. You are only aware of this calm and peacefulness. So I received feedback yesterday. Another one is from an elder brother. He said, every day I spend some time in my spiritual world. And she talked about it before too. So I understand what she's talking about. In that spiritual world, mostly you experience your own mind. In that world, there's no money anymore, no job anymore, no worries, no cares. No body anymore. You are not a man or woman anymore. And if you can tune into that state, you feel free, totally free. But it takes a long time to practice. So, if you cannot do that now, don't be discouraged. It might take a few years to do that. But if you practice intensively day and night, without doing anything else, you can develop very quickly. But even though you cannot practice that intensively, if you keep practicing, it will develop slowly. It takes a long time. To get used to doing something, it needs a lot of practice. Let's say, for example, to play golf. People practice it for hours and hours in the hot sun. Hours and hours every day. That is sometimes 2 or 3 times a day for a week. Many, many hours just to put a little ball in the hole. Very important to put a little ball in the hole. Why do people do that? Because they like doing that. So if you like meditating, no problem for you. But if you don't like meditating, and you just want the result, very frustrating to meditate. So if you like doing it, if you enjoy doing it, then you get better results. But even there's nothing better you can do for yourself. It is the best gift you can give to yourself. So I spent a lot of time today, and I don't want to spend all the time without giving any time to meditate. So let's meditate for about half an hour now. Very simple. I would like you, all of you, to come at me again. Because then only I can add some details. Otherwise, very difficult to give you a bigger picture. So don't be a beginner all the time. Be a graduate very soon. So let's meditate. Sit as you like, but make yourself very comfortable. And you're not used to sitting like this. You can go and lean on the wall. Take your cushion, put it very close to the wall, and make yourself comfortable. But as you get used to doing it, it's better not to lean on anything at all. But for the beginner, it's okay, you can sit in a chair. Make yourself very comfortable. If you can, keep your back straight. Because that makes it very easy to breathe. And keep your head also relaxed and straight. Don't make yourself tight. And hands also, you can keep your hands on your knees like this, yes? Let it rest on your knees, like this, with your palms downward. Or you can do like this too. Very relaxing if you keep like this. If you can keep your fingers relaxed, you can relax your brain too. And keep your arms and fingers and shoulders relax, just let go. Just let go, the whole body, except your back. Just to keep your posture, just to maintain your posture. And relax your eyes, your forehead, your cheeks, your jaws, lips, tongue, throat, your chest, your tummy, your back and your legs. So I've talked about these things in slowly in detail before, so I'm going through very quickly. I hope you're listening. So relax your whole body, especially your face and your hands. Very important, these three. Because in our brain, there are bigger areas for hands and face than any part of the body. So if you can keep your face relaxed, eyes and lips and jaws, and if you can keep your hands relaxed, your brain and also your mind becomes relaxed. And then, breathe deeply, mindfully, pay attention to the air coming, pay attention to the air going out, feel the air. And then, every now and then, check yourself if you are becoming tense. Your face, your shoulders, your arms, your back, the whole body. So let's begin now. And I'll ring the bell when it's time to stop.